Hey everybody, Elizabeth here. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to make sure that you know registration is currently open for our Spring Strong Foundations cohort. Strong Foundations is a 5-week strength building program brought to you by me and Morgan Bungers. Coach Morgan Bungers is one of the best, most effective strength training coaches in this country. He has worked with some of the most elite athletes in the world, and now he specializes working with people in their 40s, in their 50s, in their 60s who want everyday strength. And this is not about being able to push your suitcase into the overhead compartment on an airplane. We need to be consistently and effectively strength training if we want to maintain the strength of our immune system. Muscle is a critical part of our immune system, and if we are not actively maintaining our strength, we are losing it as we age, and that means we are losing the strength of our immune system. It's also a significant component of our overall metabolism, especially our carbohydrate metabolism. Muscle mass plays a huge role in energy, in mood, mental health, bone health, so many different things. This is just not optional, but a lot of us don't do it because we aren't sure what to do. We aren't sure what not to do. We aren't sure if we're moving well. We don't know how to accommodate for our physical limitations or our current level of fitness, and that is why you need a coach, and you'd be hard-pressed to find one better than Morgan Bungers. Now, here's the thing about fitness programs. I've experienced this. My mom, who's in her 70s, has experienced this, where you buy a fitness program and then you're like, okay, but I can't do that workout because I'm not fit enough, or I don't have enough balance, or I don't have that equipment, or that hurts my knees, or it hurts my back. And then you're sort of just left to figure it out yourself, which means we often don't do anything. The great thing about Strong Foundations is that Morgan and I are part of it every single day, and you have an unlimited ability to ask us questions in a group setting or via direct message so that Morgan can help you scale for you, for whatever equipment you have, for the time that you have, for your fitness level, for your body and your physical limitations. 5 weeks. There's two different tiers. There's a beginner intermediate tier. There's an intermediate advanced tier. The testimonials that we have received from our previous clients will blow your mind. You can check them out and also register for your spot by going to primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. If you are an alum, if you have been through Strong Foundations before, I've already emailed you a renewal link with a special renewal rate, so please use that. If you don't see that email, let me know. For the rest of you, primalpotential.com/strongfoundation. We start on May 13th, so grab your spot now. You will have these workouts for life. 4 workouts a week for 5 weeks, 2 different tiers. So you've got 40 workouts total. Plus, there is a 5-part series on your pelvic floor. That is an incredibly important part of your physical fitness, of your strength, of your core strength, of your overall health, of your ability to maintain functional mobility as you get older. We want you to be a part of this. You will not regret joining the Strong Foundations cohort. It is an incredible community. Everybody needs to be consistently and effectively strength training. And if you're not, it's probably because you don't know how to make it work for you. And it can be made to work for you. It needs to be made to work for you. primalpotential.com/strongfoundation to register now. Let's get into the episode. Sometimes overcoming a challenge begins with challenging the way you are seeing it. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes that air between our full length Monday and Saturday episodes to help you take just a few minutes every single day and say, where does opportunity exist for me to do and be a little bit better today? Because otherwise, the days and the weeks and the months, they kind of fly by, and we did okay here, but not okay there, and we end up in the same place that we started in. And that is not the goal. I love this reminder that sometimes overcoming a challenge begins with challenging the way we are seeing it. If you continue to think the way you've always thought, you're going to continue to get what you've always got. So when you approach a challenge, start to say first, how can I think about this differently? What have I not seen before? What am I overlooking? What am I leaving out? What else is true? What are some other options that I could try in my response to this? How can I be different? How can I think different? How can I choose differently? How can I turn to a different resource? If we think about it the way we've always thought about it, we're going to choose the thing we've been choosing. We're going to respond the way we've been responding. See, this is where we have to stretch our brains to move and grow in different directions. We can't travel down the same roads and think they're going to take us to new places. And that takes a little bit of time. If you're going in a new way, if you're behaving in a new way, it's not going to be as automatic and as effortless as the road you normally travel. It's going to require some intentionality. But if you feel like you keep overeating after dinner, even though you keep telling yourself you're going to stop, well, how can you approach it differently? How can you think about it differently? What new things could you try instead of relying on a declaration that you expect you're going to follow through on? Challenge the way you're seeing it. How can you see it differently? I was talking with a client the other day who was sharing that she struggles with this pattern of once she loses a little weight, then the pressure comes off and she justifies the things that she had been staying away from as she lost the weight. And I said, so you're making food decisions based on your perceived need of weight loss, right? So you do a little bit better if the perceived need is higher, you do a little bit worse if the perceived need is lower. What if your criteria for making food choices had nothing to do with your weight and everything to do with your health or everything to do with your disease risk or everything to do with your energy levels or everything to do with your skin? There's so many different ways to make decisions, and overcoming a challenge is usually going to require that you challenge the way you see it. I'll see you tomorrow.